Om Shanti. Good morning, everyone. This group has fortune upon fortune. So we've had all our RCs, and now we have such senior souls who we often don't get in October. And please welcome Sister Judy Rogers, who is Baba's very old gold soul. Judy has a very wise, very powerful intellect, due to which she is one of the main instruments, not only in the Americas, but she also helps our RCs with planning for the entire yagya. So we welcome Judy, and as you know, the special topic for the day, join the tolerance project.
So, did you come because of the topic? Yeah? So, 3 years ago, I realized that I was having internal reactions to some people and some situations. And I could tell because my heart would kind of squeeze or clench around certain people or certain physical situations. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Someone says something and you think, oh, she's always like that, right? Or, oh, why does he do that, right? Now, when that happens, we are creating a certain kind of energy field around us, right? We are always creating an energy field around us. But when we're having a negative reaction to someone, I don't like it when they do that. I wish she wouldn't talk like that, right? When we do that, the field around us turns negative, right? And the field inside of us, in the heart, in the throat, in the mind, in the cells, becomes negative. We can make ourselves sick by being like this. So I decided to start a tolerance project for myself. And so I'm going to share with you what I did myself, because it's helped me a lot, and maybe it will help you. So, I think I'd like Chitra to give you the handout on the Murli excerpts, because the first thing I did was I realized my problem was I wasn't able to tolerate. I did not have the power of tolerance. I could tolerate people I liked, right? That's not very hard, is it? Is it hard to tolerate new babies? Is it hard to tolerate kind and loving and humble people? No. But some souls are hard for us to tolerate. So I searched Baba's Murlis. And what I found was that he spoke about tolerance twice in 1969. Right after he left the body. There's a little bit of confusion back there on the Murli distribution, so let me give it a minute. So you should have two Murli passages. Now, I'm afraid you have them in English. I don't think they got translated, but you're translation person will translate. And I'm going to talk with you about what Baba was saying about tolerance. So the first time that he spoke about this was a week after he left the body, January 25th, 1969. So imagine who's in the room, right? So imagine he's speaking in the history hall, and who's sitting there are the Dadis, right? And the Dadas. It's 1969. He's just been with them. He's now left. And here's what he said to them. Those who are tolerant are able to make those who have strong, bitter sanskars cool, or make difficult tasks easy with their power of tolerance. Those who have the power of tolerance will not allow the vibrations of extroversion of thoughts, right? So thoughts from the out, what's happening outside, the extroversion of thoughts created in the mind to either confuse them or make them afraid. The faces of those who are tolerant are content. To tolerate something means to go into the depth of it, and through this depth, they are able to attain many powers. Only those who can tolerate can attain the power of churning and remain busy in their own internal churning. And those who are churning have a stage where they are lost in love. Their faces will be the embodiment of virtues. Only those who are tolerant are able to hold the shield of the drama and be detached observers. So what is he telling the Dadis? So the first part's pretty clear, right? They're able to make those who have strong and bitter sanskars cool. That's pretty clear. But what does he mean when he says to tolerate something means to go into the depth of it? Because sometimes when we're tolerating, we kind of want to ignore someone, don't we? I'll just not look at them. Or I'll sit with someone else at lunch, right? I don't want to be on seva with this one. It's too difficult, right? But Baba says, no, to tolerate something means to go into the depth of it, and through this depth, they are able to attain many powers. Now, one aspect of depth is something Baba calls being rasyut, right? Understanding the secrets. So when there's someone that we don't like so much, he's saying, go into the depth of that person. Try to understand the secrets of their nature. Do we know anybody's journey? Do we know where any soul has been? Have they been in their childhood, where they have been in their last life, why they are the way they are? We don't know, do we? But if we're rasyukt, We may not know the circumstances, but we understand their nature. This one has to be accurate. This one is always 10 minutes late. This one has to be noticed. It's important for this one to be noticed. We know those things, don't we? But instead of being offended by that, what if we just say, I understand this, so let me support them. She needs to be noticed. Hey, I see you. This one needs to feel belonging. Hey, come sit with me. This one has a feeling of not wanting to be alone. No problem. Let me come pick you up at your room and bring you. Right? This is being Rasyut. This is understanding the secrets of that one. Another aspect of depth is realizing the part each one is playing. Right? Someone may have a very strong nature, but look at the part they're playing. They may need a strong nature for that part. So one is Rasyut, one is understanding the part they're playing, and one is when you're having a physical situation, having the understanding that you're clearing your karmic account. So you can be very frustrated. Why am I always fatigued? Why do I get this illness? Doesn't matter. Baba says, don't bother with why. Just know that the secret in this is that you're clearing something, right? So when Baba says to tolerate something means to go into the depth of this, and through this depth, they're able to attain many powers. So once I'm Rasyut, I have the power to accommodate. I have the power to cooperate, right? Powers come when I go into the depth. Now, that last paragraph, only those who can tolerate can attain the power of churning and remain busy in their own internal churning. And those who are churning have a stage where they are lost in love. What is he talking about? What does he mean by this? So, to be able to churn, to be able to have internal churning, you can't be fixated on what's going on outside, can you? If you're absorbed in everything everyone is saying and everything everyone is doing, you will not be churning inside. Churning inside is a state of deep understanding, as opposed to the spinning mind, quick thoughts from outside. This is the habit of the Kali Yugi mind, right? Oh my gosh, look at this headline. Oh my gosh, look who's running for office. Oh my gosh, look at climate change. Oh my gosh, look at Facebook or whatever, YouTube, right? And we just, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Takes you away from yourself. No internal churning when you're doing that. So when he says, only those who can tolerate, so whatever's going on out there, let it be, can attain the power of churning and remain busy in their internal churning. So he's saying to the Dadis, for you to make progress, you have to stop looking outside. And he said, and only those who are churning have a stage where they are lost in love. And as you'll see in a minute, tolerance is all about love. So, and then there's this interesting sentence that says, only those who are tolerant are able to hold the shield of the drama, are able to hold the shield of the drama and to be detached observers. Now, our knowledge of drama protects us from Maya. Right? Understanding the drama keeps us from being confused or having illusions. What do we know about drama? We know that it's accurate, right? Baba says drama is absolutely accurate. We know that it's unchangeable. Can you do anything about that person who lives in the next room? No. Drama put them there, and drama will have to move them. So when we're intolerant, we're resisting something. I hate that that person does that. I can't sleep. They talk late at night, right? All of that. It's a waste of our time. It's a waste of our energy. Drama's put them there. It's completely accurate. So each soul is playing his or her part exactly as it's scripted. One way to think about this, and this may not be helpful to you, is every soul has its own cycle inside the soul. So for a soul that goes around the full cycle, there are 84 parts in that cycle, in that soul. For a soul that takes one birth, there's light and quiet on the whole cycle until the very end. And then there's a birth or two, right? It's already in the soul. So there's no point in us resisting that. So what Baba's saying is, only those who are tolerant are able to hold the shield of the drama and to be detached observers. So, when I was putting my tolerance project together, I read that, 20 or 30 times to myself. Every morning I would read it again, and then I'd sit in meditation. And then I would read it again and sit in meditation, getting the ideas in my head. Then, 4 months later, in May of the same year, 1969, Baba spoke to those same dadis and dadas, and here's what he said. The greater the power of tolerance, the greater the success in service. The power of tolerance is also needed to stay within the gathering. Do you know Brahmins who have left the gathering? Right. Can't handle it. Sorry. Can't do this. And they go live somewhere else. They go live by themselves. So he's saying the power of the tolerance is needed to stay in the gathering. And we know there's benefit in being in the gathering. Right? Exposure to each other, the power of the collective. But you have to have the power of tolerance to be able to do that. Then he said, the power of tolerance is needed for the final paper of destruction also. Now, we know that things in the outside world are going to become very, very difficult, right? They are already very, very difficult. People who live in the state of Florida in the U.S., just had a very bad time. Many of them lost everything. And this is true in the south of Brazil. They lost everything. It's happening all over the world. We have crazy people running for office all over the world to be holding important positions. Now, either we can be very upset all the time, or we can have the power of tolerance. The power of tolerance is needed for the final paper of destruction also. Right? We have to be tolerant to go through this. For the majority of you, he said to the Dadis and the Dadas, the percentage of the power of tolerance is very low. So he didn't say, you're doing a great job, keep it up. What he said was, your power of tolerance is very low. How will you develop the power of tolerance? The more you become loving, the more love you have for someone, the greater the power in that love. So what's the secret to the power of tolerance? Is love. Now let me ask just the parents in the room. We have any parents in the room? All right. So when you any of you have a child that has ever disappointed you for even a moment? Yeah. Somewhere inside, you found the power to say, I love this one, no matter what. I hope it goes okay for them, but I love them. So those with the power of tolerance take that same power and apply it to those who are difficult to love. I hope it goes okay for this one. I can see this one is struggling. So it's our ability to have that love for that one. And then he goes on to say, look at the example of the mother and the child. The mother is prepared to tolerate anything for that child. She doesn't worry about her own body or the circumstances. Because there's a lack of love, he says to the Dadis, there is a lack of a power of tolerance. So I read this another 20 or 30 times. I'm a very serious student. I work very hard. So I read it over and over and over and over and sat in meditation, let it go in my brain. Now, so this is Baba Srimat, right? Baba Srimat is for us to have love and good wishes for every soul, every single soul, every single situation. Not, well, I can't really love Donald Trump, you know, or I can't really love the people who run petrol companies. I just can't love them. No, you have to love everybody. That's what he's saying, bhavana and kamana, love, good wishes, pure feelings for everyone. Because the impact of that feeling transforms the atmosphere, right? The atmosphere inside of here, the atmosphere in the person we're talking to, the atmosphere in the room, the atmosphere at the center, the atmosphere in our countries. And how are we serving at this point? What's our job? What's our job? We're transforming the atmosphere, right? Ever since the beginning of the confluence age, there's been a new energy in the world. Right? From the beginning of the cycle, we've had one predominant energy, which is entropy. Slowly, 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 the world and the souls were becoming weaker, right? First we're 16 degrees, then we're 14 degrees, right? He tells us that. And that continued all the way in the cycle until Shiv Baba entered. And here came a new energy. So we still have the descending energy from the beginning, still there, very noisy, very noticeable, can't miss it, the very loud descending energy in the world. But we also have an ascending energy that Shiv Baba brought in. And that's what we're creating our job is to make the pool of ascending energy bigger. So when someone is in front of you and they're behaving very badly, you have two choices. One is to add to the descending energy. I can't believe she's doing that again, right? Now you've just widened this pool. Or that poor soul, something's wrong. They're having a bad day. They're really struggling, that one. Let me just generate some kindness for that one. Now I've enlarged the pool of ascending energy. And what Baba tells us is once this field of powerful, loving, Sato Pradhan energy is big enough, it'll happen like this. How are we going to do that? We're going to be tolerant, right? We're going to become powerful with tolerance. Now, one thing to just notice is that we used to have our inner state created by what was going on outside, right? So if it was a beautiful day, it was beautiful in here. If everyone treated me nicely, I felt good in here. If my boss gave me a smile or a raise or whatever, I felt good in here. That's not Raj Yoga, is it? No. Raj Yoga is, consider yourself to be a soul, so I am light. Remember Shiv Baba, remember the source, the supreme soul. That activity transforms us and makes us pure. So that activity of I, the soul, connecting with the supreme soul, creates the mood inside. Is Shiv Baba ever having a bad day? Is he ever cranky? Does he ever wish we'd leave him alone for an hour and let him get more sleep? No, none of that, right? So we connect with him, then that energy that comes in transforms the inner state. When Baba says to be detached, that's what he's talking about. Don't connect with this. We know this is all sick. We know the world has become sick, right? The air is sick. The soil is sick. The water is sick. The minds are sick. They don't recognize truth. They don't recognize goodness. So we don't want to connect with that and take it inside and become heavy. So the task of a Raj Yogi is to do exactly what Baba says every single morning. And this morning he said it like 20 times, right? Consider yourself to be a soul and focus on me, and you will become pure. Purity is connected with happiness. Purity is connected with love. Purity is connected with peace. Purity is what makes us Sato Pradhan. All right, so that's the Murlis. Now, I have another handout for you that I'd like Chitra to bring to you. Are you understanding what I've said so far? Making sense? Very simple, right? Very logical. Yeah, very practical. Okay, so when I was working on my tolerance project, I stayed with this Murli for a long time, both of these two Murlis. I read them. I kept them by where I sit for Amrit Vela, and I kept picking them up, reading them, getting it in my head. So I want to talk with you about, and if you already have thought about these things, then I'll just be reminding you of what you already know, right? So let's think about, how do we change a sanskara? How do we change an old sanskara and embrace a new one? So I've got 6 steps written down here. so. And I did these 6 steps over and over again in my tolerance project. I mean, I want you to create your own tolerance project, or you can join mine. We'll get T-shirts made, right, and membership cards. Okay, so here's the steps. Yes, okay. Number one, first you have to see, and this is true for all sanskars. We're going to apply it to tolerance, embracing tolerance and getting rid of intolerance, but the process is the same. So number one, you have to clearly see the negative sanskar and have a determined thought to change it. So I saw that I was having a reaction to certain people. I was also having a reaction and frustration with my body because my body kept being extremely tired. I'd have to sleep for like 10 hours at certain eras. So I was frustrated with that. So you have to see that negative sanskar. You have to feel it in your heart. Feel that you're clenching. See and feel that you're having the wrong reaction. And you have to have the determined thought, I've got to change this. Now, determination. If you don't have a determined thought, you'll never make it the 3 years. You'll run out of energy. You'll say, oh, forget it. You have to be really determined to change this. Whatever the this is, you have to really, really have a lot of determination. So that's step one. Step two, you do just what we just did. You go to Babas Merlis and you understand the Gyan and the Srimat related to the sanskar that you want to change. You have to really understand it. So now you understand now what Bob is saying about tolerance, right? Because we just talked about it. So you really understand this. Now, once you understand it, you create one or two affirmations or new thoughts to replace the thoughts that are connected to the old sanskar. So, for example, when someone would annoy me, the thought would come, this one always does that, right? They are always late, or they always interrupt everyone, or they always have to be the center of attention, right? That's the thought that would come. When you're changing this, you have to find a new thought before it happens the next time. So you go find a thought in the Merlis. So for example, she's doing the best she can. Or I'm clearing old karmas. Thank goodness. Or this is an opportunity for me to practice my power of love. Right? So something, you figure it out from the Merli. You come up with the sentence before the situation happens. So you've got it ready. Then, pay attention to yourself. Watch yourself in action. Now, when that happens again, you'll have the old reaction. There she goes again, calling attention, right? But you stop yourself. You put a full stop. Don't even let yourself finish the thought. You see, oh my gosh, okay, this is my chance. I'm now going to do this differently. And you pull the new thought in. That one must be having a bad day. Poor thing. She must really be struggling. Right? Then, now, the first time, you probably won't remember till afterwards. And you think, oh, drat, I was going to do it differently. Then the next time, you'll probably remember while you're in the moment. And eventually, you will remember to have that different response. What are you doing as you do this? Every time you substitute those new thoughts, what are you doing? Changing your sanskar, right? You're transforming the sanskar. You're going, in this case, you're going from intolerance to tolerance. Now, whatever the sanskar, you do the same process with any sanskar. So let me stop before we do some little exercise. I also am not sure how you're going to be in small groups because your chairs are pretty stationary. But first, what questions, what thoughts do you have based on what we've been talking about? What occurs to you? Yes.
Yeah. Sister, I have one question about in the Muli Baba says, because lack of love, that's why lack of power or tolerance. Now, for many souls, which maybe we don't like or we have sanskara clash with that particular soul, it is not easy to love them in the very short period of time, right? You need a lot of yoga power realization. Mm. But rather, is it that we should have that this love refer to love for God, love for Baba. It is Baba's instruction, Baba's srimad, that you should tolerate whatever whomever you come into contact, especially the Brahmin family. Because he says that you use your power to oppose Maya, but not to oppose the Brahmin families. So I just want to clarify, this power of love, I think, is it first we should focus on the love for Baba. Our love is so deep that we are willing to do whatever that he told us to do. Okay. And not just focus on trying to love somebody that you really have difficulty to work with them or interact with them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good question. So, well, for one thing, let's clarify. It's not just we have to tolerate BKs, right? We have to tolerate everyone. We have to tolerate every situation. Now, the secret that Baba is doing with us, he's teaching us a different kind of love. The old love, we loved them because they were in our family, or we loved them because they were like us, or we loved them because we knew them from childhood, or we love them because they have the same qualities that I have. You know, we love them on those conditions. Baba is changing our intellects into prit buddhi, loving intellects, which means we love because we are loving souls, regardless of what's out there. He's turning us into unlimited loving souls. And that is an aspect of detachment. Whatever's going on out there is like a movie, right? Scene after scene after scene. If my love is based on how each one is being, I'm actually not loving in a spiritual sense, right? That's sort of a secular Lakic notion of love. This does this, I'll love. This one does this, I won't love. This one does that, I'll kind of love. Right?
Thank you.
I'll share with you three little examples from the yajna. So one is, when Nirvairabhai left the body, what did everyone say about that soul? How loving, right? How amazingly loving to everyone who came in the door, regardless of how they were. So that's one. Two is, there was a story about Dadi Prakashmani, where she was sitting with a bunch of sisters, and she said to them, when you walked into the meeting room, did you see the servant people outside? And they all went, no. And she said, did you even notice them to give them drishti? Did you think of sharing your own loving vision with them? Everyone, no. And she said, you have to be aware of everyone who's around you. You're on service in all moments. The third one is Brother Bridge Mohan. I've been moderating some solutions sessions with him over the last few months. And someone sent in a question. And they said, my NC, when she looks at me, she only sees weakness. She only sees negative things. She never sees what's beautiful in me. And his response was, if in that moment you are able to have an elevated vision for that one and remain in that place of love, then in that moment, you are the senior, and the other one is the junior. So this, what we're talking about, is fundamental to our gyan. It's fundamental to our inculcation, our dharana. It's fundamental to our seva. Right? And it happens deep inside. It happens with the thoughts we have in the moment we're in, and how we can cultivate our power to not only tolerate in English isn't such a great word. We would probably say more acceptance, embracing someone on some level than tolerance, but tolerance is what Baba, how it gets translated. Okay, other questions, other thoughts? Yes, Joaquin, microphone, please.
Thank you. It was a very inspiring and very practical talk. And I think that you have given a very important key when you mentioned poor thing, she's having a bad day, right? In order to try to understand that person or that situation. Because that poor thing is having a bad day is a door to compassion. And the compassion is the door prior to love.
Right.
So to me, love is very difficult in abstract. I mean, I cannot love Adolf Hitler, so to speak, right?
Right.
But I can be compassionate about what happened to him, so he became such a person.
Right, right.
And that perhaps opens different doors, you know. I'm using a very extreme case.
Right, no, that's
but
right.
But to me, in my experience, compassion is the only way to try to understand that person, and that may lead you to loving that person in a very sacred level.
That's beautiful.
Cannot even explain it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Compassion is a doorway to love, right? Also mercy, right? Mercy and compassion. And forgiveness travels with them usually. But yeah, compassion, poor thing.
And then I have a question to you on what happened on May 69 when Baba said to the daddies, there is little tolerance here. What happened then? They looked into each other, or what happened then?
That's
maybe
funny,
you know.
Well, you know, the beauty of the Dadis is that they were real effort makers, and he had just left. I mean, he was just He had been here and now he was gone. So they were hanging on every word. And he was coming often. He was coming 2 and 3 times a week, even more. So they're listening to him. He's telling them, this is what you have to do. Before he was there, you know, yes, we have to be good, but now he's not there. And the whole thing rests on them. And so the fact that he spoke about this twice in the first 5 months, I think is very interesting. He's saying to them, you have to cultivate this, right? We can learn to be loving like Baba. It's a learnable thing. We forgot. We used to be that way. But we forgot. We got so distracted in what he called the extroversion of thoughts. We got so distracted by what we saw that we forgot natural love. So he's just reminding us, this is who you are. This is who you naturally are. So become that again. Because the world, whose song was it? The world needs now is love, sweet love. I don't know whose song that is. But that is what the world needs now, right? It needs our love. So, any other? Yes.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
No, Baba teaches us to develop immense love. And Sister Judy inspiring us to develop tolerance. And the question is, why tolerance is about love? I think it's because the extreme quality, the extreme of love is hatred. And tolerance is the reaction we send to some impulse from outside or inside us. And if we react with anger and don't aware and don't make any effort to change this reaction,
right,
it becomes very strong sanskara to react, and which creates hatred in us. And attitude of not tolerate, the attitude with anger create personality of misanthropes. And even in philosophy, philosophers very often they write that misanthropic attitude is good. And so people think, even haters, there are many haters. If you publish something in YouTube, yes, and people like to send not tolerant reaction to whatever you are publishing.
Right.
Why is it dangerous to become a misanthrope? In this case, we are not able to perform elevated karma. Because to perform elevated karma, what actually is our task, we need to be egoless and philanthrope.
Right, that's right. I think you've answered your own question. It's true. We can't. Not only can we not perform elevated karmas, we can't give sakash, we can't share drishti, we can't give in any way, right? If we're
yes,
in that state.
Yes, and in everyday life, we have some actions. For example, in my case, my everyday karma is driving a car. And my reactions are very numerous, you know, for outside world, other drivers,
mm-hmm.
they are, how to say, very aggressive, or they wrong some movement
right.
which create danger. And my reaction is very spontaneous. I don't have time to think how I have to react. I react with irritation
right.
as a medium.
So that's your
yeah.
practice field, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay. And then if you note something in everyday life
yeah.
Like that, so you have to be concentrated on these
right.
Concrete actions, you
yeah.
know, and
thank
change.
You. Thank you for that. That's
Om
very helpful.
Shanti.
Om Shanti. So we have to finish by 11. So I'm going to give you a 2-step reflection. Simple, simple, but just for you to start your own tolerance project. So one, think of someone or something that is difficult for you to tolerate. It can be a physical condition, it can be a person, it can be a type of situation. And just make a note, it can be in your head or on paper. Notice what you say to yourself inside when you encounter this. She does this all the time, it's not correct what she's doing. Why does he have to be like this? He's so domineering. Why does my body let me down, right? Whatever you say to yourself, notice the thoughts that come when you face that situation that annoys you. Okay? Does everybody have one? Anybody not have a situation yet? You got one? Okay. Now, create a new statement, a new affirmation that you can call on the next time that situation happens. Use those Merleys that we listen to, those Merle excerpts. So what can you, and it has to be real, and it has to make sense to you. Right, it can't be anybody else's words, can't be my words, can't be even Baba's words. It's got to be your words. Makes sense to you. Got it? Everybody have something? Anyone still searching? You've got a real thing? Okay. Now, hypothetically, you're supposed to get in small groups, but I just don't see how you're going to do this sitting in rows like you are. So I don't know what to propose to you to sit with another one or two people. I don't see how exactly that can happen. Yeah? So make it in your best way possible. Find another, say, three people, and just listen to what they're saying and share what you came up with in just 5 minutes. But you're going to have to leave your seat and somehow find someone. There's space here in the front if you want to come forward. There's chairs here. There's a couple of footstools here. Don't use anybody's name, all right? If there's someone who annoys you, don't use their name. Thank you. So how are you doing? Everybody share? All right, let's hear a little bit. You need another couple of minutes. Okay, another couple of minutes. Become loving, bring that love down, and then share that love, right? With the soul, not the body, not the person. Okay? Every morning, though. You have to do it every morning. Okay. All right, inviting you back so we can hear just a little bit of what your ideas for your tolerance project. Were all of you able to share? Were all of you able to share? So while you're getting settled, I'll just share one question that came up while you were talking. Someone asked a question, a good question. And she said, there is someone who I cannot tolerate. Just a little bit of being around them and I have a big reaction. I don't think I can love them. And I said, well, okay, sometimes we have a karmic account with someone, right? When we have a karmic account with someone, it's something old usually, something sometimes before this birth even. There's only one way to clear a karmic account. It's bhavana. Pure feelings, good wishes, bhavana. And she said, but I can't love them. When they come in front of me, I cannot have bhavana for them. Okay, no problem, of course, because there's this account, right? So you connect to Baba, bring down Baba's pure love, bring that soul in front of you, not the body, not the personality. You bring this soul in front of you and you just beam that love at that soul. And you do it every morning for just 1 or 2 minutes and then forget it. That's the only way to clear a karmic account. Okay? All right. Just let's hear a little bit of what you all went through. Someone bring a microphone. Let me listen to what you talked about. Anyone, just ask for a microphone and just share a little bit so people can know what went on. Yeah? Over here? You're feeling private? Was it too private to share? Let's hear just a little bit from a few of you.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Put the microphone near your mouth, please.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
So, first of all, I must say there's so much learning from this session.
Great. I'm glad.
And I was looking forward to that. So my little experience, which I just shared with my co-partner, it was just that every Wednesday night I go to the center and prepare bhog. So one morning what happened was that it's a bench top, and after the bench top is an oven top. So this particular area where we prepare the tray for the bhog and get it ready. So when I got the plate ready with everything, I noticed that banana was slightly wet. So I moved the whole tray to the other corner so I could get the paper towel and just dry the banana. And somebody walks in and says, "Why did you put this plate here?" And it was just shock to me. And that's early in the morning before bhog. I said, "Oh, so why can't we put it here? Can you please let me know so I don't do that in future?" That's ego. So that was the answer I got, and I still don't know the answer that why I could not put the So we do face this kind of situation, but I think this topic we just discussed, we have to be very tolerant, just carry on listening and then think, use your own brain and how to handle that situation. We just don't move the plate from this corner to this corner because that's ego. Thank you. Om Shanti.
It's challenging when that happens, isn't it? But next Thursday morning, if that happens again, what would you say in your mind?
With the session I just attended with you, means that time I got upset. There's no point that I should be getting upset with that situation.
Very good.
There must be some reason behind that. Then I myself, because I did not get the answer, then I myself figured out that next to that is a sink, and by the sink is our container where we put the dishes. It could be that even though we clean the whole bench top, and they must be thinking that area is not clean because we put the dirty dishes and clean dishes, that could be a reason. So I just found out reason myself.
All right. So keep
but
it was simple thought. Simple
but
thought.
But just the tolerance at that time, and nope. Otherwise if I would have said something more, that could have turned into chaos.
So no point in my getting upset. That'll be in your mind, right? No point in my getting upset.
Yeah, just tolerate and just find, try to rationalize. What could be the reason for that?
But don't go too much thinking, right?
No,
not too
no,
much thinking. Just
That's not healthy for this intellect,
right? Keep your mind light. Very nice. Thank you
thank
for
you,
sharing.
Thanks.
Yeah. We have the time for maybe one more, two more. Anybody else have something? Anyone? Yeah? No? Yeah? Okay, let's hear one more and then we'll close.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Just one idea popped up while we were discussing. So, like our team, they were talking about court cases. Yeah. So, they were talking about court cases, like situations and going to court and all. So, I just got one thought that nothing comes just like it. So, we do something. And the result of it, we also get similar to that. We call karmic accounts, right? So what we have done, so we also get the similar things in return. Nothing comes for free, so there is something, some reason. So it is always nice to accept it. So if I cannot accept it, then I have to go to someone else. Maybe to court, to police. If I do not want to go to court and police, then it is always nice to be with Baba. Because Baba is the supreme justice. If I cannot deal with this justice, then I have to go to that justice. So if I'm very mindful that I do not want to go outside to another person to consult, then it is always nice to finish it here itself. So that is why Baba says, like, we have 84 births. And out of 84 births, 63 births, we did only criminal activities. So, now you see, right? So you see, like, after Silver Age, like just we are finishing Silver Age, and there is no one in this world. We are only the deities. That means who has brought the vices to this world? Who became body conscious? We became body conscious, right? So the souls who are living up there with Shiv Baba, they are pure. They don't have to do anything. So we give them body, indulging in bias, and they're like, they have nothing to do. They're forced. We pull them. So we pull them down here, giving them body, helping them to suffer. And when the time comes, whatever we have given to them, they're returning that back. We say, oh, why are you giving it back?
So is what you say inside, let me accept and tolerate because maybe something I did in the past has caused this, so let me be understanding
It's actually not maybe. It is for sure.
Definitely. I did something to cause this, and so let me be loving with this one. Is that it? All right. That's very, very cute, actually. All right. You all have been a lot of fun. Thank you so much. Let's close with 1 minute of Baba's remembrance.